This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union wants swift accountability for war crimes in Ukraine, EU justice ministers said on Friday, even as they differed over the methods in a debate about how to bring prosecutions, seek evidence, or fund war damage repairs.
Nobody that is doing this kind of war crimes shall be go free. It's very, very important that we will find a way to hold responsible people accountable.
That Sweden's justice minister, one of the bloc's 27 who met in Stockholm and discussed collecting evidence as well as setting up a new international tribunal to prosecute Moscow's aggression. The husband of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, visited the site of the former Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland on Holocaust Remembrance Day. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma report.
Emhoff was at the site as part of commemorations for the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. He was alongside U.S. Ambassador to Poland, Mark Brzezinski. They lay a wreath at the site of executions, known as the Wall of Death. The walls become a focal point for commemorations at the camp, with several other groups also gathering to pay tribute to those who were killed there during World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man armed with a rifle attacked the Azerbaijan embassy in Iran's capital, killing the head of security at the diplomatic post and wounding two guards. This is VOA News. Israeli jets struck Gaza overnight on Friday in retaliation for two rockets fired by Palestinian militants, further escalating tensions after one of the worst days of violence in the occupied West Bank in years. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel raided a refugee camp in Jenin on Thursday, killing at least 9 Palestinians, gunmen, and at least 2 civilians, including an elderly woman. It was the highest death toll on a single day in the West Bank for years. Another man died in a separate incident in Al Ram outside Jerusalem, bringing the Palestinian death toll so far this year to at least 30, just days before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to visit Israel and the West Bank.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The Philippine Justice Secretary said Friday in the investigation violating the country's sovereignty by the International Criminal Court into the widespread killings of suspects during an anti-drug crackdown under former President Rodrigo Duterte would be, quote, totally unacceptable. He spoke in reaction to a decision on Thursday by judges in the Hague-based court allowing a prosecutor to resume an investigation that was suspended in late 2021 after the Duterte government said it was already looking into the killings and argued that the ICC, a court of last resort, did not have jurisdiction. The U.S. health officials are working towards making coronavirus vaccines more like annual flu shots, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
At an advisory panel meeting Thursday, the FDA's vaccine chief, Dr. Peter Marks, says vaccinations should be made simpler.
In order to facilitate the process of optimally vaccinating and protecting the entire population moving forward.
Members voted unanimously that people should get the same formula for initial vaccinations or a booster to protect against prevalent strains. Many questions remain, like whether young people would really need yearly boosters and whether people with weak immunity might need two doses. Right now, more than 80% of Americans have had at least one COVID-19 shot, but only 16% of those eligible for the updated boosters have gotten one. Jennifer King, Washington.
Myanmar's ruling junta on Friday announced tough requirements for parties to contest an election this year, including a huge increase in their membership, a move that could sideline the military's opponents and cement its grips on politics. The military has pledged to hold an election in August this year. An announcement in Friday's state media said parties intending to compete nationally must have at least 100,000 members, up from 1,000 previously. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.